So today we invite you to notice that today is the only day that exists. There will not be a tomorrow. There will only be a today. You will never be in the day that is known as tomorrow, because by the time you get to that day, it will be known as today. Now, these are just names, and it's just a way of keeping track of time, but it does very much point to where all of the power is in your experience. The magical life that you are living is only lived in today. It is never in tomorrow. So when it is that you are thinking about what it is that you are wanting more of and how much you are enjoying what you have, we would invite you to notice that the more of will happen today, not tomorrow. You see, many of you have developed a habit, very well-intentioned and actually very useful from a certain perspective, of saving up today in order to have tomorrow. Because you're thinking that if you have XYZ resources, whether it's cash or something else, cash or affection, or the esteem of your friends or colleagues, or your appreciation for something, that if you have XYZ amount of it today, that you need to stretch it out over time. You know, you buy a loaf of bread and you're thinking, well, this is the loaf of bread that I will have for the week, so I need to make sure that I don't eat too much bread or give too much of the bread to the squirrels or give too much of the bread to the pigeons or make too much toast, because between now and the end of the week is when I have to stretch out my bread for. I have 27 cents today and I'd better sparingly use it because I don't know how much I will have tomorrow. I don't want to bother my friend or my colleague or my beloved with too much affection today, because I don't want to overwhelm them. I want to stretch it out and give it out sparingly. I don't want to ask for too much today from my friend or my colleague or my beloved, because I don't want to be seen as too needy. I want to stretch it out today, into tomorrow, into the next day. These are very well-meaning approaches, and if you were living in a chaotic universe, you would be well suited to do so. Because who knows when the next piece of bread would come? Who knows when the next penny would arrive? Who knows when the next bit of affection would be available? And who knows the next time you would be able to give out affection? You would need to stretch it out and be sparing and judicious and cautious in your approach. And that makes sense in a chaotic universe. You have to be careful. You have to look out for these things, and you have to plan ahead. But you don't live in a chaotic universe. You live in an intentional universe, and it is a magical, intentional place indeed. So here in this magical, intentional universe that you are living in, one of the things that is happening is that you are no longer bound by the rules of what needs to be conserved. You're no longer bound by the rules of judiciousness or cautiousness. If you have 27 cents and you want to spend 27 cents, then by all means spend it, knowing that this is a magical place, and that whatever you do now, you're just building up into having more of that as it arises. In other words, if you're easy flowing with the spending of the dollars, then you will be easier, more flowing with the spending of the dollars later, which doesn't drain your account. What it does is it makes it possible for you to do more spending, if that is what you are in alignment with. If you are giving away your kisses and your hugs and your firm handshakes and your notes of appreciation doesn't mean that you're being too overwhelming or too direct or too embarrassing to another person. What it means is that it's giving you opportunities to do this more and more consistently. Asking for what you're wanting is not an imposition on anyone or anything. The entire universe, including all of the people in it, that you are aware of, that you are in contact with, that you are connected to, that in other words, inhabit this physical universe of your creation. Every piece and part of this universe is designed to give you what it is that you are wanting. So we would invite you to have that now and not wait. We would invite you to give your attention to this today and not try to keep it at bay or keep it conserved or keep it flowing even. because the flow of things is not your responsibility any more than how something manifests. What is your responsibility is to pay attention to what feels better to you. And if it feels better to go up and give your friend a big kiss on the lips, then by all means do so. And if it feels better to spend your 27 cents or $27 or $27,000, then by all means do so. And if it feels better to eat that loaf of bread, then by all means do so. You will know what feels better from where you sit because of how it feels. Very simple, very direct, very plain, very easy. And the more you are giving your attention to something, the more you're giving your attention to the abundance of affection there is to give, more you're giving your attention to the abundance of affection there is to receive, the more you're giving your attention to the dollars, pounds, and euro there are to spend, to have, and to have more of, the more you will have these things. You're generating a vibrational chain. You're generating a vibrational meme, even if you will. You're generating a vibration around a thought, a vibration of expansion, of having more, of feeling it deliciously. And the more you do this, the more you will want to do it. And the more you want to do it, the more you will have opportunities to do it. And the more you will do it. And on it goes like that. Your job is not to figure out where the next penny or next piece of bread or next wonderful hug is coming from. It is your job to pay attention to what it is that you are wanting and to give your attention to the having of it, not the I will get it later of it. Our suggestion is always and will always be the same. If it feels better to have this or to go in this direction or to do it, then by all means do so. This is the day for that. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, and not next year. This is the day. There is no day but today for these wonderful experiences. And we highly recommend that you give yourself the joyful experience of the having of them. And know that everything is happening for you in all of the manifestations, in all of the ways that it is coming to you. Everything is here to help you, and it is a wonderful thing indeed. There is no lack that you need fill. There is no question that you need answer. There is no conundrum that you need solve. Everything is happening for you. These conundra, these problems, these so-called lacks, actually are just coming in order to give you the opportunity to decide for the abundance of what you are wanting. And that is the magic that is happening today. The magic is in the fact that these things come to you. Your awareness, your idea that something is missing is a magical impulse to help you with the contrast of that to direct your attention to what you actually want. It's not there to berate you. It's not there to harangue you. It's not there to molest you. It's not there to bother you. It's not there to remind you of your failings. It is there to help you make a decision to have what you actually want. The very best thing that can ever happen is for something to come along and to say to you, hey, you don't have this thing that you want. So that then you can turn around and say, hey, yes, I do. Here it is. Here it is vibrationally. Here is what it feels like. This is the day. Today, where I will have this. I will no longer, we would say, if we were in your shoes, go around wondering where my good stuff is. I will no longer wander around thinking, I wonder when it's going to happen. Today is the day. Now is the time. This is the place, and I am the one. This is what we would say. We would take the contrast and we would use it to its maximal expression. For every time that you have felt the shame of loss or you have felt the fear or panic of impending doom, you have been given an opportunity to make a new choice. Now, whether you took it or not is irrelevant at this point. But that's all that those things ever were. It was not trying to remind you of your mistakes or your shortcomings or how you really messed it up in the past and you need to fix it. No. Even if you have made what you would be considering to be criminally horrible mistakes in the past, terrible things you have done to yourself or other people, Those are gone. Now is the time that you are in. Here is the place. And every time you remember these things, you just simply have an opportunity to make a new decision about who you actually are and what is actually happening now. If you are reminding yourself of the time in the past when you withheld affection and you don't like what that feels like, the indication there is not what a terrible person you were for withholding affection. The indicator there is that there is an opportunity somewhere, somehow, some way today to offer up your affection, to extend yourself to another person, if that is what you are wanting. And to do so in a way that feels obvious and clear and natural and normal and easy to get to for you, that is supremely satisfying in its doing. Our suggestion today is that you take these things and you use them to your benefit, for that is what they are here for. All of this contrast is your magical life rising up to meet you, to say to you that yes, indeed, you can have what it is that you are actually wanting, and there is nothing lacking here. Today is the day of your magical life. Today is where it happens. Today is the place where you make these decisions, and today is the place and the time that it all comes to you in the most delicious and wonderful of ways. And as good as all of that is, and it is really good, something even better is coming along from here. Better and better and better and better indeed.